Welcome to the Geek Actually After Show for the 17th of July, 2010. And yes, it is episode 93. Again, I feel like we're in a time warp. We seem to keep doing the same episode over and over and over again.
Is this the bit where you're going to ask me how I am? We'll get to that.
We'll get to that in just a minute. All right, first of all, what the hell is the Geek Actually After Show? Now, this is the one we have to explain probably the most because this is the one that goes on the original feed. So people are going... Where's Geek Actually? all they're getting is this show on that feed now. So we better explain just once a time. I mean, we've been explaining this all last couple of weeks, but we'll just do it one more time, which is that we have broken the show up into a tech show, a film show, and the after show, and each one now has its own feed. This is to help streamline everything. So if you are a listener to the Geek Actually podcast and you only ever get this feed and you haven't been listening to us and you're wondering why this is all you get and then you're also wondering why it's Wednesday and you're supposed to get this on Saturday, that's because you're supposed to be over at the other feeds. If you are a film person, you look for Film Actually. If you are a tech person, look for Tech Actually. You can search for any of these on iTunes or just go to geekactually.com and all the feed information and everything is there. Mm-hmm. So this way, tech people who don't care about the film stuff don't have to sit through the film stuff, and film people who don't care about the tech stuff don't have to sit through the tech stuff. This way you can just have what you want. Or if you want to listen to all of it, why not? Listen to it all. What the hell? you can just grab all three shows off the net and you can have everything. And of course, the numbering, episode 93 across all the shows, we kept continuity on all the numbering so everything makes sense so you can actually line them all up. We start with tech. We go to film. We finish with the after show. And if you want to watch us live, we record all three shows back to back. So we record the tech show first, then the film show, then the after show. And that's why it's the after show, because this is what happens when all the shows are finished and we just get to basically ramble on. And normally we kind of very unstructured. This week I actually do have a second film review, but I'm flying solo because nobody else has seen it. But I'm going to talk a little bit about the Karate Kid remake a little bit later in the show. It won't be a very long review because it's just me and there's really not a lot to say about the film. I just throw a few ideas out there. I also have some more Old Spice stuff for us. But if you haven't been following, Old Spice did a genius turn this week where they basically started to answer Twitter posts. So if you went onto the Old Spice Twitter account and posed a question, the Old Spice guy answered you. Now, he didn't answer everybody, obviously, because there's a million of them, but he answered mostly the big names, everybody from Rose McGowan to Justine Bateman to, what was his name again?
Cliff Blazinski.
Cliff Blazinski. He also had several exchanges with... the charmed girl. What's her name? Alyssa Milano. He was having a little bit of a love affair with Alyssa Milano, including giving her roses in the actual ads and everything. Very funny stuff, all on YouTube, and you can go have a look at those. And they're finished now, and we have the last one here, which is also quite funny as well. So we will come to those in just a minute. So yes, go have a look at all those other feeds. If you want to watch us live, we start at 12 p.m. on Saturday. We record the three shows in a row. And we still have a nice chat room going. Thank you for sticking with us, chat room. So this is the Geek Actually After Show. No rules, unstructured. We can basically say anything we want. And just a reminder that on all of our shows, we do carry an explicit tag. We don't go out of our way to be offensive, but we are pretty passionate and sometimes the swear words fly. And one swear word is enough to get you an explicit tag. So we carry an explicit tag on everything for those purposes, not to cause offense. Okay? Okay, guys, now, first thing I want to ask, first of all, let's start again. I'm David McVeigh. I'm joined by Josh Philpott. How are you, Josh?
I'm still tired, Dave. Thanks for asking.
Now, Josh has been up all night because of a charity event, which we will talk a little bit more about later on. Unless you want to do it right now. This is the unstructured show. You can talk about it right now if you want.
Well, I guess we'll do it, and then I don't have to do it later.
There you go.
I've been up all night. I started at 10. I played till 4. There is a 48-hour Borderlands marathon happening. It is happening for charity. If you've got $5 or $10, swing past rawdlc.com. There is a link. It's one of the first stories. I think it's the second one down. Go to the site. Donate $5, $10. It's all going towards Child's Play, which is a children's hospital charity, and we are raising money to give them stuff to give out to kids. So fantastic. Please show up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you just go to rawdlc.com.
And make sure you do it before Sunday.
Before Sunday. I'll bring up the slide so you have the address. There's the address for the live people, rawdlc.com, and all the information on where to go and what to do and so forth is there. Yep. Okay? It's the Borderlands Marathon, and Josh was just checking in on it before, and it's
we're
still
over
going.
Grand.
Over two grand now. Fantastic. Yep. This is for the Children's Hospital, and it's a charity that definitely I back. Okay?
Yep.
So, now, Shane Gregory is also with us. Shane's in the house.
Yeah.
Now, Shane was with us for the tech show earlier on, and he was here for the film show, but he was very quiet. Shane, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm glad I didn't say much about that movie.
We flamed that thing. We flamed that thing and then salted the bones.
If you are a tech person and didn't listen to our film show this week, we completely trashed the film night and day. And when I say completely trashed, I mean completely trashed night and day. So, that was well worth having a listen to. And we had a guest star of Mirren Lee on that show, so it was always a joy having Mirren on the show. Okay, now, I have in my possession here, this was on Mashable.com, is where I first heard about it, and I just had to share this with you guys because this made me laugh, and it's stupid. It's stupid. I will not kid you. Mm. But this is quite possibly one of the dumbest ideas I've ever seen. But look at this girl. This is pictures, and we're going to put the links to this in show notes so you'll be able to see this for the audio listeners. Well, wow. This girl's got a nice rack, you know? She's all right. She's pretty. She actually has no boobs. This is a new product on the market called the Wine Rack. Ha ha. See what they did with that plate? And here she is before and after. And what it is that the bra actually has two bladders underneath the boobs, which will hold an entire bottle of wine. And it has a discreet straw that you can drink.
Oh, wow!
And you can drink this wine out of the bra. And then it says to keep your boobs big, as you drink the wine, you just blow into it to fill it with air, you see, so that you actually still have boobs. And before we start saying...
But wouldn't that mean you had to suck...
And blow.
So you'd have to suck more in to get the wine again and then blow it up again?
Your boobs will kind of be going... Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The guy that is going out with you that night will really be sitting there going, I can't tell.
Well,
does
the guy look like this? Because if he looks like this, he might be wearing the beer belly. Which is the same concept, but on his gut.
I love the way that the guy's like ripped as well. That makes me so much happier.
So I think this is apparently the concept behind these are so that you can sneak drinks and stuff into sporting events and stuff without having to spend the exorbitant prices on huge high cost beers and stuff. You see, anything you can to do. Are you really kidding? Apparently, it turns an A cup into a double D for the wine rack. And I don't even know. I don't even want to know what the waist size is for the beer. Oh, here it is. Up to it is slinged as designed to fit users up to 6'8", up to a 40-inch waist. I think if you've already got a 40-inch waist, you don't need this bladder to make you look any bigger. You know. Anyway, it says gives new meaning to having a six pack.
That's just
awful. All right, now I'm going to bring it up once more here because we brought it up in the tech show, but I'm going to bring it up here because this is the after show and this is where we're a little bit more irreverent. We are starting 101 nipples in 101 days, 101 boobs in 101 days, I should say. Now, anybody who's been following us, you know that we are pretty anti-censorship at the best of times, and we hate stupid, illogical things, and one of the things that is really gathering steam with me at the moment is the fact that, for some reason, women's boobs seem to be determined as evil, because if they even show a nipple, like Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, people lose their fucking minds and go, oh my god, the end of the world is coming because her nipple was shown on network television. Who cares? All right, it's just a nipple, for God's sake. And so in our bid to help desensitize the world, geekactually.com is going to start the initiative 101 nipples or 101 boobs in 101 days. And we are asking for submissions. If you are a woman out there, submit your boob, all right? We don't want to see your face. We don't want to see the rest of your body. All we want to know is basically your initials and maybe the city you live in, just so we can get a demographic of what we're looking at here. And we want to try and put up one boob every day on the site for 101 days to prove there is nothing evil about boobs, all right? Because there's just nothing evil about boobs. Sorry, guys. You can send your nipples in if you want to, but a guy's nipples don't seem to offend. It only seems to be women's nipples.
I know a few guys that could offend nipples.
Well, you know what? If guys want to send in their nipples, we will start a subpage and we'll put their nipples up as well, but they don't count towards 101.
What if they look like girls' nipples?
Well, that would be mine.
I got
man boobs, you know? Anyway, so girls out there, start submitting your boobs. We're going to put them up on the site. Just take a snapshot. It doesn't have to be high res. It doesn't have to be anything. Just a snapshot of your boobs. Send them in. Your initials, your city, so that we know a demographic of where this is all coming from. We want to try and get a couple in the bank beforehand, before we start. As soon as we have a couple in, we will start the page. And then hopefully, every day for 101 days, we will receive a new set of boobs with nipples to put up on this site to prove, to prove once and for all, boobs are not evil.
Damn right.
Because if they're evil, something will happen. Our site will disintegrate. We will burn. Everything will fall apart. The world will come to an end if we put that many boobs in one place.
Or the FCC will jump down on us.
Oh, good. Let them try.
From America. They'll fly over here especially.
And you know what? So Josh immediately said, you know, well, there's a way to get yourself banned behind various filters. And I went, good. I take it as a badge of honor. Try and ban me just for a boob. Defend it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went into, just as a side note to this, I went into JB Hi-Fi and I looked at my personal site. Now, I'm a photographer, and my personal site has my portfolio on it, davidmcveigh.net. And, of course, I have nudes on my site because I have shot artistic nudes. Telstra, Free Wireless, whatever it is, filtered my site and basically came up saying that it was pornography. And I got red in the face, and I actually wrote them an email at JB. I typed it out on an iPad. I wrote them an email saying that I thought this was defamation and I thought I'm going to take you to court and all this stuff, and how dare you declare it. They have unlocked my site.
Yeah.
And they said sorry. So you can get this stuff passed. You know what I mean?
But the point is, someone immediately classes pornography, and without even thinking about it, they clicked yes.
That's right. Absolutely. And this is why I want to try and decent. There is nothing wrong with nudity. In fact, I will actually go so far as to say there's nothing wrong with pornography either, between consenting adults. Mm. But that's a bigger hoe to...
Yeah,
that's a bigger fight. Let's just stick
that's
with...
That's a bigger hoe?
A bigger hoe to battle, whatever that saying is. I was going to try and say something clever and then I'm tired and it went out of my head. But anyway, the point is, that's a bigger fight. The first fight here is there is nothing bad about nudity, all right? Telling a woman that she cannot show her breasts or her breasts are inherently bad and are going to corrupt the minds of children is one step away from making them wear burkas.
Mm.
All right? This is ridiculous. Mm. There is nothing wrong about the human body, okay? Boobie-Doo says, no photos of yourself, of course, but the ladies. I'll put my nipples on there.
Dave, please don't.
I'll put my nipples on there. I have no problem. But guys' nipples are not the problem.
No.
Men can walk around the streets, sinking a beer with their shirt off, and nobody looks twice at them. Mm. All right? Why is a woman's body so much more sacred? It's just a body. It's just skin. Who cares? Anyway, Northy says, do a nipple mosaic. Well, when we have 101 of them, it's going to look like a mosaic, let me tell you. We're going to lay them all out on the page. It's going to be fantastic. And look, if we don't get any submissions on this, all I'm going to say is that the women of the world have nothing to blame but themselves.
Mm.
All right? I'm giving a forum to basically say there's nothing wrong with it. There's desensitize it, you know?
No.
The fact is that we hold it in such reverence that we're all afraid of it. You know, it's like, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just a nipple. Who cares? All right, one nipple, two nipples, your boobs, one boob, I don't care. Just as long as we have 101 of them by the time we finish this whole adventure, all right? Okay, that being said, that being out of the way, let's have a talk about... Oh, no, before we go any further, Josh, update. Have you watched any more Cronenberg?
Any more Cronenberg?
Last week we talked about Cronenberg. You were going to watch Scanners.
I didn't realize that was for the show, Dave. I'm really sorry.
Well, it wasn't technically for the show. I was just going to ask you.
I've had a very busy week with the pilot shoot and the show and so on and so
Understandable.
Forth. I haven't watched a single film apart from Night and Day. And
you poor bastard.
I know.
Is that all you've seen this week?
Dude, this is. I plan to cleanse that palate tonight.
Oh, good.
Yes. So, you know what? I will make sure by next one I will have watched both Scanners and Dead Ringers.
Do you know what I have out of my video collection right now and sitting waiting for me to watch because I've really got a burning desire to watch it? Is Predator. I have it sitting there waiting for me to watch it. I just
haven't
had time.
All right,
well,
we'll do that one too. We'll do all three.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll talk about films like crazy next time for sure. Fair enough. Now, like I said, can a transsexual who is legally male go topless in public? Because seriously, where is the line? Well, it's a very good question. I would actually say if the transsexual has had their boobs done and they are now boobs, they wouldn't be able to.
Yes, because...
Because they're now technically boobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I would say... And this is the thing. It's a blurry line, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very blurry... That's a very shaky territory.
And how much do they look like a woman?
That's true. Is their Adam's apple very pronounced? I mean, you know, it's like... As I say, transsexuals who have boobs want to submit their pictures, we'll put them up. We'll consider them female. What the hell? If they've got... If they have discernible boobs, then I think they're in the same boat. Okay? That's fair enough. All right. Let's have a look at Old Spice. As we said at the head of the show, now Isaiah Mustafa is God, as far as I'm concerned, and these ads are a stroke of genius, and we harped on them last week, so we won't harp on too much. These are all very short. We have three of them here. Now, they opened it to Twitter. They basically said, you know, to offer your comments, and they put him in his bathroom, you know, the bathroom set, and he just answered Twitter posts. Rather than typing them out, he just answered them in YouTube form. Excuse me. And they're genius. They're just genius. Anyway, so let's have a look. This is his answer to Rose McGowan. So this is Old Spice's answer to Rose McGowan.
In response to Alyssa Milano's tweet about my videos, Rose McGowan tweets, "I like it too." Well, hello, Rose McGowan. I like your videos too. And when I say videos, I mean major motion pictures and popular TV shows. So in a way... We both have videos, and in a sense, we are both attractive movie stars who just got married in my brain. But then, our intense love passion exploded the sun and destroyed the universe, along with all your picture albums filled with family photos from when you were alive and the Earth still existed. For which I am very, very sorry.
Isn't he genius? You can just imagine these writers are sitting there watching Twitter going, okay, write something, quick, write something, write response. He's just genius. And this is one to Justine Bateman. Now, if you don't remember who Justine Bateman is, she was Mallory in Family Ties many years ago and then had a bit of a movie career for a while. She's kind of been in the wilderland for a while. Anybody know what Justine Bateman has been up to?
Nope.
Anyway, she obviously talked to the Old Spice guy, because why wouldn't you? And this is what he said.
Justine Bateman tweets, "Can the Old Spice guy do ads for all the world's products? Interesting idea, Justine. My concern is that if I did ads for all the world's products, it would cause global prosperity, world peace, a population explosion, and a cataclysmic shortage of pork, bacon, and Old Spice, which would lead to a global war as each nation tries to secure a dwindling supply of Old Spice and bacon, ultimately leading to global thermonuclear war, resulting in a black hole sucking everything into it, including bottlenose dolphins. And who wants to live in a world without bottlenose dolphins?"
How he went, where he went.
His mind is a wonderful place.
Well, the writers' minds are a wonderful place. Anyway, this was a genius campaign.
I didn't know that. Who said that it's done by writers?
Because I saw an interview with the writers.
Yeah. I just hoped in my perfect world that it was just him.
That it was him. Now, of course, all good things do come to an end. And the Twitter campaign has now finished. They couldn't keep it going forever, obviously. Now, this guy's got to be like... the busiest man in show business at the moment, having to do all these. But anyway, he came in and he recorded this one. This was the finale of the Twitter. There's lots of them. I think there's like 100 and something of them on YouTube you can go and have a look at. I do recommend in particular looking at the Alyssa Milano ones. There's like 4 of them, and they get progressively more romantic. Mm. It's like by one stage, she's actually holding roses in his hands and the whole bit for her. It's very funny stuff. He also answered Ashton Kutcher, and he also did one for Kevin Rose of Dig.com, because Kevin's apparently sick.
Yeah.
And he did one all about how he never gets sick because he's all muscle, and muscle doesn't get sick except for the... He's all muscle except for his ears, which are cartilage, and as far as he knows, you can't get sick in your ears. So it's very funny stuff. It just goes on and on. But here it is. This is the finale. This was his farewell to everybody in Twitter.
Well, friends, like all great things, this too must end. There's giant oaks that need chainsawing into yacht boats, Bermuda Triangle mysteries that need solving with huge magnifying glasses, and everyone knows I could use 1 or 12 medals for winning exotic car-throwing competitions. I must ride my jet ski lion into the sunset.
Jet ski lion.
I know a lot of you have written me and commented on my works, but I am just one ridiculously handsome man. I can't write to everyone. But please know that I consider you my dearest and closest internet friends. I'll never forget this time we spent together. I love you, always. Silverfish Handcatch!
Silverfish Handcatch! Oh, I just love it! It's just genius. It is absolute genius.
I can't even type right now.
Oh, apparently Moopy Doo is saying the Demi Moore one was really good. Sorry, we didn't have all of them. Moopy Doo, yes, overweight guys have boobs, but if an overweight guy walks down the road, he's not going to get arrested for being topless.
Hmm.
So let's be clear about it. Let's clear about our parameters here, okay? All right. Now... Oh, man, I don't know how to follow Old Spice. I really don't know how to follow him. All right, let's talk about The Karate Kid real quick. Now, I'm not going to do spoilers.
I just made that my Facebook status, because that is amazing. Silverfish Handcatch. And that is the name of this episode.
All right, so let's talk about The Karate Kid really quickly. I'm going to try not to do any spoilers. There might be some little minor little niggles here and there because nobody else here has watched it. I just want to give you my opinions of it because we bagged out the trailer when we saw the trailer. We bagged out the concept of it. And I thought, well, when it came out, I was very surprised to see that there were a lot of people who actually started to review it favorably. And they started to say, actually, it's not so bad. And kind of everybody was getting very tentative. So I thought, well, for fairness, we should probably actually have a look at this. So let's have it. First of all, let's go through some details. It's directed by Harold Zwart. It's written by Christopher Murphy, based on a story by Robert Mark Kamen. And it stars Jaden Smith, Jackie Chan, and Taral P. Henson? I don't know. I'm massacring this name, I'm sure. Now, the film is basically a remake of the 1980s The Karate Kid. My biggest bone of contention with this film is its title. Let's have a look at the trailer real quick. And when we come back, I'll tell you my opinions on this film.
I feel like we're on a quest to start a new life. Go ahead. Ask him. What's your name in Chinese?
Dude, I'm from Detroit.
Welcome to Beijing. Gonna do something? I just wanna go home. This is home.
You're just a maintenance man.
The only way to stop them is to face them.
I will teach you real kung fu.
Hang up your jacket.
Take it down.
Put it on.
Take it off.
I already did.
Jacket off.
Kung fu. You've seen how we put on the jacket. Be strong. Take off the jacket. And live in how we treat people. Everything is kung fu.
Get off!
Connect to the energy around you.
I get it. You're Yoda and I'm like a Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Your focus needs more focus.
I don't want to be scared anymore.
Life will knock us down, but we can choose to get back up. Remember, always strong.
That's nasty.
Okay, so this is the film's first major problem, which is it's not karate. All right. So the film's major problem here is that I think a lot of people would have forgiven the film even more if it had just been called The Kung Fu Kid. I think the fact that it was called The Karate Kid is a major stumbling block. Now, apparently in China and in other countries around the world, it is actually called The Kung Fu Kid. It's for the Western countries, they've called it The Karate Kid because they're cashing in on name value. The film is actually very reverential to the Chinese, even to the point where the end credits are actually bilingual. They're actually in Chinese and in English. And if you watch the opening credits, it is actually co-produced by the Chinese government. I mean, they put money into it. It's shot entirely in China. The cinematography is gorgeous. I mean, the film just looks like a travelogue. It's beautiful. It doesn't make a lot of logical sense. I mean, why did they travel to the Great Wall of China to train? Because it looks good, you know? And the photography is beautiful. Jackie Chan is sensational. It's probably the best thing I've seen Jackie Chan in years. He actually shows depth. He shows that there is actually an actor under the comic Jackie Chan that he often plays. Jaden Smith is actually bearable. Yeah. I hate this kid. I didn't like him in The Day the Earth Stood Still. I didn't like him in The Pursuit of Happiness. And he is actually quite bearable in this role. I thought he was actually quite believable, too. The fighting sequences in this film are believable. They actually went to great lengths to make everything feel legitimate. When these kids wail on each other, it looks like it hurts. When he hits Jackie Chan, at one point he punches Jackie Chan in the chest in training, and Jackie Chan literally slides across the ground for a second, for like up, you know, half a foot. You feel the power behind that hit. Jaden Smith has obviously gone to great lengths to train for this film. The kid is cut. You know, and his moves are authentic. He is much more believable doing the kung fu than Ralph Macchio ever was doing the karate. So I give this film points for that.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I got the feeling when watching The Karate Kid that, like, the whole thing was that he, even right up until the end of the film, he never felt like he had really, you know, excelled.
No.
At least in the first one, and that's the only one I kind of hold really dear to myself. Because, like, it kind of felt like it was a rush job to get him to that point.
Well, that's right. And in this film, he has actually got a lot longer to train.
Yeah.
And there is a lot longer of that whole training process. The original film lingers a lot more on the bullying aspect of it. And then when he finally decides to go to the tournament, the training is actually quite short. And then he goes into the tournament. Whereas this one, the bullying happens, then we go into training. And it's much more in-depth about the characters of Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith and about the training between them and all this sort of stuff to actually make it believable that he would get to a point where he is in a world standard competition, you know? And even though he is fighting fit and doing really well, you also still believe that the other kids are better than him. Because the other kid, the kid who is the lead antagonist in this, he's a psychopath, right? I mean, this kid just feels vicious, you know? He feels like he's going to cause some harm. Now, negatives on this film. The fact that they've reduced the age to 12 means that the romance doesn't work at all. All right, I didn't believe at any point the relationship between Jaden Smith and the girl. At that age, they're more likely to be punching each other in the arm rather than kissing in the candlelight. You know, so I had a real problem buying that relationship. The other thing, and this is minor spoiler, but if you've seen the original Karate Kid, you know that there's a signature move. In the original Karate Kid, spoilers for a film that's 30 years old, but in the original Karate Kid, he does that whole crane stance thing at the end, which is something he never trained for but saw Miyagi do it and kind of did it, right? Same kind of concept in this, but it's kung fu, of course. So it's this cobra move. You see a little bit in the trailer where he's watching the woman with the cobra and she's maneuvering the cobra. And all that's fine. And he goes into his cobra move at the end. But the problem is that for a film that has gone to such lengths to make the realistic fighting and make the fighting look so authentic, the final move looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's done on wires and it feels really stupid. You know, and so it's kind of a shame that that kind of took away from that realistic fighting that was going on. The film has negatives. The best thing I can say about it is it's far better than I thought it was going to be. It is a watchable film. It is by no means a masterpiece. It is not a great film, but it's fun. And I never found myself getting bored, which is quite interesting because the film is 2.5 hours long. All right. I didn't realize it was so long going in. And it wasn't until I looked at my watch coming out that it was so late. And I thought, well, that's pretty good. It held my attention for that amount of time. A lot of that is thanks to Jackie Chan. He's very watchable. Jackie Chan has one moment in it in particular where he has the emotional scene. If you've seen the original, it's where Miyagi has the anniversary of his wife's death. They have that same sort of thing in this. And you really believe it. You really believe that moment. And it's actually a very tender scene because Jaden helps him through it, whereas Ralph Macchio's character never really helped him through it. They talked about it later, whereas in this one, he actually helps him. And it's a really tender scene between them. So, you can do far worse at the cinema, night and day. You can do far worse at the cinema right now. And if you were going to go, Snake, if you're still with us, if you're going to go see Night and Day, I would say Karate Kid is a far better option at this point. It's still not a great film, but it's a far better option. Than Night and Day. So yeah, I came back and I said to my lovely wife Katie, she goes, "What was it like?" And I said, "Well, it didn't suck." And she goes, "Well, that's high praise." that's true. It didn't suck. I don't want to make people think that I thought it was a great film because it's not. It's got a lot of problems, but it is more than watchable. And if you don't want to spend cinema dollars, I would understand. But it's definitely one you could catch up with Blu-ray. I would say Blu-ray, though, because the photography is gorgeous. And you want to see it in all of its high-def glory. Because it just does look really nice. Anyway, so that's The Karate Kid. There are worse things you can do for 2.5 hours. Night and day. Sorry, yeah. Did I just say that?
I got that.
You got that? Okay, good. Anyway. All right, so Josh, you'll be happy to know that I bought the original Life on Mars series.
Yes.
Thank you to JB Hi-Fi, who, in fact, if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're even going live, JB's having a monster sale right now on TV series. And they're not sponsors of the show or anything. It's just as cinephiles and TV files. They're doing box sets of TV shows, and it's buy two, get one free. And
all the prices are reduced.
I know that
because
right.
I may work there.
Yeah.
As an example, like some of the series, like Breaking Bad is usually $50. They're selling it for $30 at the moment.
Yeah, and they've got all the Enterprises. They've got all the West Wings, which are usually much higher price. They've got all the West Wings at $24.95.
Yeah.
Buy two, get one free. They've got all the Buffy's, Angels. Life on Mars was only $24.95 a set, so I bought two of those and got a freebie. Fantastic sale. If you're into television series at all, go have a look at what they've got, because this is a great, cheap way of stocking up fast on a bunch of TV. I'm really tempted to go buy The Sopranos, because The Sopranos are normally way overpriced.
Yeah.
And they've got them at $29.95 each season. And you just then go, why wouldn't you? You know, because The Sopranos, and this is going to shock a lot of listeners, The Sopranos is one of those shows I've never gotten to.
No.
So I will. I need to do The Sopranos, because everybody tells me I will love it, and I just haven't got there yet. So hopefully I will get there. Shane, what have you been watching this week? Anything?
Besides last night, can I mention that I saw Repo Man?
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. Tell me about it.
I've been told the ending wasn't very good. Is that true? Like it lets itself down in the last 10 minutes?
Yeah.
No. Like Shane's usually relatively astute when it comes to whether or not our film ends well, which is why I asked that question, because I'm very excited to watch it, and I got told that it is destroyed in the last 10 minutes. Like, it's a really good film. That's just one of those ones.
I can just say that it kind of had good things in it, but it gets too much of a disturbing level.
Oh, really?
Like, graphically.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah.
That's interesting, because that part doesn't usually bother me, that part of it. But
yeah,
you will find it within the movie where it's just really inappropriate. It just doesn't feel right.
Interesting.
And this is a man who's set through. This is a man who's set through Hostel.
So, oh wow, that's high. Okay, I'm gonna have to catch up with this movie. I think Repo Men and the film that Charlie was talking to us about when we were over at the movie fan cast, which was Repo: The Genetic Opera, which apparently this is kind of based on that on that concept. So, and he's a big fan of Repo: The Genetic Opera. So, and that is actually apparently on DVD in this country now. So I should catch up with that as well.
Mm.
Have a look at both. I think Repo, The Genetic Opera, is actually available for rent on the iTunes store, so I could probably just rent it and download it straight to the Apple TV.
It'll be interesting to see what you think about that.
You saw it?
Mm.
What do you think of it?
I don't share his views.
Oh, controversy. Mm. Charlie, why'd you leave? He was in our chat room before. He could have come in and defended it. Now, MovieDoo has said about the JB thing, bah, I just got a friend a $30 gift card. Should I steal it back? That's not wrong, is it?
I think you should just tell him that it's not valid and that you need to give him that later.
You know, you should just go, ooh, sorry, I lost it.
I was walking here on the way to JB Hi-Fi and lost it and bought Sirius because I felt bad.
What you do is you buy two, get
and
one
get
free.
One free. And give him the free $30 one. Look at that.
There you go. And you get Life on Mars, season 1 and 2. And then you get him, I don't know,
something
Dallas.
Else. Yeah. Dallas, really? Okay. Moving
right along. All right, well, I think I'm done. I think I've just about done my dash on this. I will say...
I think I'm done because I'm going to fall asleep soon.
Yeah, we're going to get you out of here because you haven't slept much. I will say that I don't have it on the board, but last night some more photos from Thor surfaced, including Anthony Hopkins as Odin. And
his eye looks really stupid.
I actually don't like his armor either. It all looks a little bit plasticky. Anyway,
look, I can deal with the armor. I just cannot deal. Like, I was looking at that eyepiece for like 10 minutes. I was just looking at it going, it looks like it's crumpled up, gold-colored
foil. Is it me,
foil.
Or does Thor at the moment look a little bit like Mardi Gras?
I'm not commenting on that.
No, it does. It looks kind of like it's all like, isn't it pretty, you know? And it's like, I wanted Asgard to look grittier. I wanted it to look like, you know, rough Norse gods live here, you know, and all this sort of stuff. And it just doesn't quite do it for me. Look, I've reserved judgment. We'll wait till the film actually comes out. Marvel has actually been doing a very good job. So I will put those photos. We will actually attempt to either link to or put those photos up on the website at some stage today, this weekend. I'm not saying today, but my day is already loaded. So sometime this weekend, we'll try and get those Thor photos up. If you want to see them immediately and you're desperate to see them, I know that Slash Film has them up. So you can go over to Slash Film and have a look at them there. Now, Josh runs a website.
Yes, I do, Dave.
And that website would be...
RawDLC.com.
There it is, RawDLC.com.
That's good enough. We've plugged this 3 times today, so...
different audiences, different shows.
Yeah. RawDLC is, of course, a site for anything that you need gaming-related. We do a lot of opinion pieces. We comment a lot on things like that, and we need a lot of comments. We ask anyone that has some time, come over to the website, add up some things, and of course, check us out on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. The live page is on the site.
Very good. Excellent. You got all that out, now you can go to sleep. And Shane, if people want to find you, what are they going to do?
Basically, you can try me on Facebook, Shane Robert Gregory. Just make sure when you're doing that you actually say that you're a follower. Otherwise, if I don't know you, I will block you.
Yep.
Yes, that goes for all of us.
And I also am the tech guy on Raw DLC.
Yep. He runs the desk and makes sure... He does Beardy's job from platforms. Yes. Without the beard.
Without
Sans beard.
Now, just for our audio listeners, it's going to take us... It's going to take Josh... a little while to acclimatize the fact that it's 3 shows. Mm. And just to explain why, because we actually record all 3 shows back to back, so it feels like we're repeating ourselves a lot, but they are actually going out of
I think it just feels more like it's repeating itself because I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day because I'm really tired.
Have we said today that he's really tired? Moopy-Doo, I can't throw up an image of Odin, sorry, because I don't have it on the board. And if I try and put it on the board, I may
blow up.
I may crash the board in mid-show, so we don't want
to
do that.
And I don't really want to have to come back on for 2 seconds to say goodbye.
No. So I can't put it up on the board, but we will put it up on the side at some point. I thought I had it on the board. It's really frustrating when that happens. Let me just tell you, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night getting everything ready for the split up of three shows. And it's been a lot of work. So,
I forgot to mention something. Movie for this week that everybody's going to see is Inception.
Yes, this week on the Unofficial Movie Fan Club, which we do every week. We should just do some plugging here while we're at it. The Unofficial Movie Fan Club, which you can find all the details for on our forum at geekactually.com/forum. We always, every week, we go see a film, which is the film we're going to review. And my God, I wish we had done Karate Kid.
Mm. And I also wish we had.
Because Karate Kid would have been a much better film for the main show. But anyway, you can find out all the details. This week's film will be Inception, but it won't be at the Ritz.
God.
Because we already have our tickets to Inception, so we're going to either Bondi or East Gardens. We haven't quite figured out where we're going yet. But it'll all be up in the forum, so that's where you're going to find out information about that. If you agree, disagree, have comments, have a story that you think would appeal to the Geek Actually After Show, because you know we're just... We'll take anything for this show because this is just us. If you have something that you've seen or something, send it to feedback@geekactually.com and we will gladly take anything that you've brought in. Or if you just have comments, this is the show that we'd like to read email and stuff on. Or you can send us a voicemail, 02-8011-3167. Josh, just pass out there in the corner for a second. It's getting late for everybody. You can follow anything to do with Geek Actually at facebook.com/geekactually. And don't forget to check out our two main shows, of course, which is Tech Actually and Film Actually, both on their own feeds. Search for them on iTunes, or the links will be on geekactually.com. Now,
well done.
If you choose to watch this live, we start at 12 p.m. on Saturday. Now, each show is only an hour, but we don't give out each individual show's starting time because just in case we run 5 minutes over or 10 minutes over on a show, that will throw times out. So let's just say we start at 12 p.m. with Tech Actually. We then do Film Actually. We then do the after show. Theoretically, each one is only an hour long. Today, it has actually balanced out because the film show went about 10 minutes too long. This show is going to be about 10 minutes shorter. So that's fine. It all balances out in the end. So we record all three shows in a run. That's chi. All the shows balance out and we get them all done on one day. So you can come and join us in the chat room, geekactually.com/live. Australian Eastern Standard Time, UTC plus 10, 12 p.m. And we just want to shout out to our friends because he was in the chat room and it's very nice of him to come and join us. Movie Fan Cast, formerly the Movie Fan House podcast, for fans, by fans. Search for it on iTunes or go to moviefanhouse.com. And our friends over at Real Junkies, which is weekendronan.com, or search for Real Junkies, R-E-E-L, Junkies, on iTunes. They are a tequila-fueled movie podcast, which is a lot of fun to have a listen to. With all that being said, I think we're done. I think we're out of here. And
I agree.
In our new tradition of the after show, when we review a film on the after show, we're always going to try and go out with a small sampling of the music from the film that we've reviewed. And so for today is no exception. Here is a little bit of James Horner's score for The Karate Kid, the remake. Mm-hmm. And we will see you all next Saturday.
See you.
Bye, all.